Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, I first interviewed my next guest 10 years ago when he did a mad thing. His company created an app which allowed the ordinary Joe and Josephine to buy stocks and shares on their phones. Rubicon was born. After many successes and a few setbacks, the company crossed the Rubicon in 2019 and rebranded itself as My Wall Street. It proudly boasts higher returns on its picks and is seen as very user-friendly. It's great to welcome back Emmett Savage. He's the chief investor and co-founder of My Wall Street. Emmett, how are you?
Good to see you, Bobby. Thanks for having me back.
What have you been doing for the last 10 years?
Figuring it out. Right. It takes a while to figure the path, as you know, Bobby.
Nothing and happens overnight.
No. The route to success is a zigzag and it's a long path, but I have to say, happy with where we're at the minute.
Just remind us about your journey from then. You know, you split the app into two. Probably to improve the revenue model. You renamed it, rebranded it. You've probably been growing as the technology was growing. So, and there was probably a lot more competitors in the space than there was when you set out.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, what we were doing for the last, since you spoke to me last, really was figuring where is the right product market fit. You're over familiar with that from all your interviews over the years. We did indeed have an app. We split it into one of those two apps was a learning app, and it's the most used learning stock market learning product in the world. It's just learned by My Wall Street, free to use, free to download. 12 million people use it actively, but it's just a good citizen product. And it was just one of the things we did along the way to figure out where's our commercial opportunity.
What's the difference between a stock picking platform and a brokerage?
Well, actually, along the road, we were both. So My Wall Street was a licensed broker dealer in America with My Wall Street Advisory LLC. And then on the other side of the house, we had the advisory business. And the difference comes down to quite a lot of different things. From one is very much a utility. When you open a brokerage account, a stock brokerage, it's a utilitarian function. You just want to make sure it buys a stock when you want it. Advice is far more personal.
Is there legislation around what you're allowed to advise or what you're allowed to recommend?
Well, very, very much so.
Maybe how does that work then in terms of what you can do and what you can't do?
Well, it's analogous to being a journalist in a newspaper. If you write an opinion piece in a newspaper, it's intended for everybody and nobody. So someone sees that it is your opinion. You might pick Acme Bricks Corporation and think it's the greatest investment since time began, but that's your opinion and anyone can act on that as they wish. But if I said to you, Bobby, you should buy Acme Bricks, I'm in a whole new league because I personally, or my company is personally giving you
advice. So it's a really, your narrative that is important in terms of...
It's critical.
And you're saying to people, right, you can buy up Acme Bricks if you want.
Yes.
We think they're a good buy, but you know, that's only us.
And My Wall Street spent years in different markets with regulators understanding what one thing can you do everywhere. And there's variations. We're down in Australia with getting legal advice and in the UK and America and, of course, in Ireland. And the most important thing for us was to always respect those rules and make sure we're operating on the right side of the line. And over the years, we eventually found the place where we belong.
And where is that?
So where we belong is we are not a stock brokerage firm anymore. I'll tell you, one of the things that happened soon after I met you back when was I went over to California. I met the founder of a now very famous brokerage platform called Robinhood. And this guy, Vlad, I could see had resources at his fingertips that could eradicate any Irish startup. He'd raised $20 million that morning with one phone call to a famous rapper. And he was telling me this, and my co-founder and I kind of side-glanced at each other, knowing that the race to zero, no commissions, was over. The ability to compete in that field was going to be tough. We went for it. And we learned the hard way that our intuition was right.
So where is the business at now, Emmett? Where are you? How many customers have you? What size are you?
So we struggled year after year after year, Bobby. And the thing about an entrepreneur is that when you ask them, how's the business going? They will always say it's going great. because the minute they say it's not going great, that word goes out there like wildfire.
Yeah.
And I have been programmed over my professional life to always say it's going great. And I could present vanity metrics that made it sound like it was going great. So I could tell you we had the most downloaded stock investing app in the world for 3 years in a row, which is the truth, onboarding 60,000 engaged. But all of that was vanity metrics. But how it's going now is we found product market fit. And in April, we did 10 years of revenue in 10 weeks.
Right.
And everything has changed.
10 years of revenue in 10 weeks. That's significant.
It's not small.
Yeah. And what brought about that change?
The right product market fit. We iterated and iterated. The one thing my co-founder, John, and I and our team is relentless. I heard a great quote recently that a river doesn't cut through rock because it's strong. It cuts through rock because it's relentless. And there's one thing I feel very passionate about, and that is repaying all the stakeholders of my Wall Street. That's the people who've trusted us for advice, for education, and who invested in the business. And I will not stop until success. I don't want to use the S word just now, but I'm feeling we're in a better place. So what we did was we constantly tested products, and in April we found one that hit the bullseye, and it's called Prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. And Prophet is a very simple system for navigating the stock market and to make profit. So it's to get a return on capital.
And how does that actually work again from a consumer perspective?
Well, I consider Prophet to be like a Broadway show insofar as you go in and you just see front of stage something beautiful, and backstage does a lot of complexity. Prophet is very easy. You just buy 10 stocks, simple as that, and every 4 weeks we tell you what to sell and what to buy. It's usually sell three, buy three. Every 4 weeks, its track history for 17 years when we built it first but kept it backstage is 19.9% per year.
And could you have, I presume you have all types of consumers, but you'd have some people who would be passive and doing it for a hobby. Maybe using small funds, and then you'd have maybe more serious investors at
No question about it.
Yeah.
What I learned, again, the hard way, is that people who are in the earlier stage of their investing life have a higher aversion to loss. It makes sense because it matters more to you. You're in the springtime of your career or life, and every dollar matters.
You have more to lose.
I always had this really high propensity for risk. It's just in me. I'm okay with risk. And I've learned, again, through the last 10, 15, 20 years that not everybody is like me. But I totally believe in the adage that if you're going to invest, you have to be prepared to know that you might lose 100%, but gains are potentially infinite.
Yeah.
And that's always been my passion and where I've
In about 15 seconds, tell me about your live event in August.
27th of August in the Market Bar. It's called investicon.ie. It is the greatest concentration of the world's best investors, including the founder of The Motley Fool, David Gardner, Peter Slagers, who is one of the most followed stock investors in the world. And it is the place to go. Go to investicon.ie. Don't miss it, folks. You'll have FOMO if you don't get there.
Emmett Savage, Chief Investor of My Wall Street. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good to see you, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.